Happy holidays.
Same to you, ladies.
Next application is case number 11307, Boys and Girls Club of Delaware. Site is located 225 feet northeast of Road 297, also known as Oak Orchard Road, on the southeast side of Cedar Street, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 2-34, 4.08, parcel 52, requesting a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. On this application, we received no mayor returns, letters of support, or letters in opposition.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mildred Tarrant, 27220 Caravelle Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 119.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Friends.
I don't know.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. We wanted to get a special use for a youth center that sits at the Oak Orchard Community Church. We opened our Boys and Girls Club there to begin with. We have built a building since, but we cannot accept 4- and 5-year-olds in our building just with the child licensing laws that we are grandfathered into at that building.
Okay.
So we would like, we've had many requests for 4- and 5-year-olds, and so we would like to use that previous building again just to house the 4- and 5-year-olds. They will be part of the Boys and Girls Club. We will have to follow all the fire marshal rules and child licensing rules, which we feel we won't have a problem with since we were housed there before with 67 kids. We're going to be going in with about 20.
We're going to 20 now.
And their ages are what?
4 and 5.
No younger?
No younger.
You said about 20?
About 20.
About a higher number than 20 or lower?
No, I think we're going to be right around 20. We have like 14 on a waiting list right now, but according to the new child licensing rules, the reason I can't go into the building I'm in now, you can have one toilet per 10 children. So there's two toilets there, so it would be
so your max would be 20.
Max would be 20, unless they would let us put more toilets in.
Well, we have to get that on record.
Okay.
So if you say 20.
So our max would be 20 right now because of the two toilets, yes.
What are your hours going to be?
The hours will be the same as our club, which will be 6:30 to 6, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, yeah, no weekends.
Plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking, yes.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? We'll go with Mr. Hudson.
And how long have you been operating the Boys and Girls Club?
I've been operating the Boys and Girls Club for 13 years.
13?
Mm-hmm.
On that site?
Not on that site. We started at that site, and I was there for 4 years, and then our new building was built, and I've been there since.
When did you, you said 4 years. How long, was there a gap at all between?
No, we left there. As soon as our building was complete, we left the youth center at the church and went right into our new building.
When were we not closed. When was your facility finished?
In 2005, we moved in.
So it was in you were using the site for the Boys and Girls Club from 2001 to 2005, thereabouts?
Okay. Yes, and it was 6 years to 14 years each then that we were servicing at that time, when we were in the youth center.
What is in the neighborhood there? What are your neighboring and adjacent properties like?
Okay, the church is right there. Behind this youth center is housing, and then across the street is the Indian River Fire Company.
There's also some neighborhood business activity along Route 297 across from the firehouse.
Yes, they still in there?
What's that zoned in there, Lawrence?
Well, the long road 297, there's some B1 neighborhood business for blocks closer to the Indian River. And,
right.
And then the rest of it is zoned GR.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
What effect or has this or will this have on the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
I don't believe there will be any effect. We didn't have any problems when they were before us, the same type of properties there when we were there. And we actually had more kids. We had 67 kids when we were there before.
So it hasn't had any negative effect in the past, and you don't anticipate it being that with more. Okay, thank you.
Does the community church of Oak Orchard is still involved? They're still the owners?
Yes, they're still the owners. They don't have
leasing
a problem.
The property.
We'll lease
it.
Mr. Werwin?
I see in your application you have 3 to 5. You're changing that to 4?
We're going to stay to 4 and 5 only because we don't want to go into changing diapers and those type of things because I don't have the facility. I mean, I don't have everything in there to do that. So they said I better stay with 4 and 5.
Okay.
To make sure.
Hearing any further questions?
Is there a playground area?
The Indian River Fire Company lets us use their area. It's right there adjacent to it. And we have already asked them if that is going to be a problem, and they said they don't have any problem with that.
Big area for you.
You've done this before. You know you're going to have to meet the state's.
Yeah, we'll.
Safety.
Yes,
fire,
we'll have to do the fire marshal and child licensing. We'll have to come in again and.
Just for the benefit of the board, the 1.4 acres to the rear of the community church of Oak Orchard property is the fire company property. And the fire company is actually across the street as far as the truck apparatus storage and et cetera.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much an open lot, mostly for parking.
Yeah, I see where you are.
At functions and things like that.
Got plenty of room there to go with. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since the applicant suggested and we didn't hear otherwise that this requested use would have a substantial effect adversely or not, we'll make a motion that we approve it, case number 11,307, as it will not have a substantial effect, adverse effect on uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
And I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,307. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,307 is approved.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.